2. Buford. Just before dawn, Buford rode down the line himself, waking them up, all the boyish faces. Then he climbed the ladder into the white cupola and sat listening to the rain, watching the light come. The air was cool and wet and delicious to breathe, a slow, fine, soaking rain, a farmer's rain, gentle on the roof. The light came slowly. There were great trees out in the mist. Then the guns began. A single shot. He sat up. Another. Two more, widely spaced. Then a small volley. A spattering. A long silence. Several seconds. He stared at white air, the rounded tops of smoky trees. Men were moving out in the open below him. An officer paused on horseback in the road. The firing began again. Rebel guns, farther off, but not many. Buford was cold. He shuddered, waited. The first attack was very short, a ragged fire. Buford nodded, listening. Yes. Tried to brush us off. Got a bloody nose. Now he'll get angry, all puffed up like a partridge. Now he'll form a line and try us for real, and he'll hit the main line. The mist was lifting slowly, the rain was slackening, but Buford could not see the line. He felt the attack come and turned his face toward the sound of the guns, judging the size of the attack by the width of the sound, and he sat grinning alone in the cupola, while the rebel troops pushed his line and drew back, bloody, and tried again in another place, the firing spreading all down the line like a popping fuse. And then there was another long silence, and Buford could feel them reforming again, beginning for the first time to take this seriously. The next assault would be organized. He looked at his watch. Reynolds should be awake by now. They will have eaten their breakfast now, the infantry, and maybe they're on the march. There was a silence. He climbed down out of the cupola. The staff waited, white-faced, under dripping trees. Buford asked for coffee. He went back inside the seminary and waited for the firing to begin again before sending his first word to Reynolds. It took longer than he expected. If whoever was out there attacking him had any brains, he would probe this position first and find out what he was attacking. Buford listened for the scattered fire of patrols coming in, moving along his flanks, outlining him. But there was nothing. A long silence, then a massed assault. Buford grinned, baring fangs. Damn fool! He's got a brigade in position, that's all. He's hitting me with one brigade, and I'm dug in. Lovely, lovely. He wrote to Reynolds. Rebel infantry attacked at dawn. Am holding west of Gettysburg, expecting relief. John Buford. The fire was hotting up. He heard the first cannon. Calef's battery opening up down the road. Grinned again. No Reb cannon to reply, not yet. He sent the messenger off into the mist, climbed again into the cupola. The light was much clearer. He saw speckles of yellow fire through the mist, winking guns. The road ran black through misty fields. He saw one black cannon spout red fire at the limits of his vision. On the far side of the road, there was a deep railroad cut. An unfinished railroad. He had not noticed it before. He saw horsemen moving behind the line. Then he heard that ripply sound that raised the hair, that high, thin scream from far away, coming out of the mist, unbodied and terrible, inhuman. It got inside him for a suspended second, the scream of a flood of charging men, the rebel yell. It died in massive fire. There were still no cannon on the other side. Calef's battery blasted the mist, thunder among the lighter fire. The assault began to die away.